Blind people are slamming the government for releasing a contact tracing app they can't use. They say the COVID Tracer app, launched 6 days ago, lacks even the most basic functions to let low vision people know where a QR code poster is and whether they've scanned in or not. The ministry defends itself by saying a blind IT expert praised the app, but that same expert says he also told health officials three times that it's unusable. Phil Pennington reports.
Thomas Bryan wanted to take the government's COVID Tracer app for a real-life test at the weekend. He left his house expecting to easily find a shop in Wellington with the QR code pasted up.
That was probably my first biggest hurdle, is where are these jolly things?
Thomas Bryan is the National Technology Advisor for Blind Low Vision, formerly the Blind Foundation. While he can discern the colour of things, he relies on his iPhone's audio software to guide him. He downloaded the Government Tracer app okay.
I didn't struggle too much to set it up and install it, but I know that a number of blind people have done. Some of the labelling could be improved to make it better so it was more intuitive.
The app is in some sort of demand, with 13,600 firms registering for a code, though this is less than 3% of all the country's businesses. Australia has had far faster and greater uptake of its tracing app, which relies on different technology. Thomas Bryant says his wife, rather than him, finally found a code on a post at Briscoe's in Lyle Bay.
But of course you had to try and find it, and there was no tones or vibrations to say, you know, straight ahead or where it is. So if I hadn't been with someone who was sighted, I'd have no idea.
With many apps, it's standard to offer camera spotting and audio cues or vibrations to guide the blind. Not so the COVID Tracer.
When I did scan it, there was no indication that it actually had worked. So I scanned it again, but found out, oh yes, I've actually scanned in twice. Most apps would certainly give you both a visual and an audio cue that says, thank you for signing in.
Thomas Bryan says the pandemic makes partially sighted or blind people even more at risk, as they cannot manage physical distancing or check for additional hygiene measures. His group Blind Low Vision says it's potentially dangerous not to have a contact tracing app that everyone can use. The Health Ministry says the app conforms to government accessibility standards and that it's been praised by Jonathan Mosen, a blind pioneer in IT. But Mr. Mosen says while he did tweet this praise, he also emailed the ministry to say the app is not usable by a blind person.
In my very first email communication, I made it clear that it's great that they have conformed to Apple's accessibility guidelines in terms of the way the app looks and feels, but that as a blind person, it would be difficult for me to find the QR code. And I've now made that clear in three separate communications with the Ministry of Health. At the moment, it is not useful.
Mr. Mosen says he contacted the ministry before the launch, concerned that he knew of no blind person having been consulted.
I wasn't able to get a test build of the app because by that stage the official app's release was very close. But I do think it would have been appropriate to give several blind people, because not all blind people think and work alike, a copy of this app while it was in the testing phase. There could have been quite a wide public beta testing process.
He's using an app for tracing, but not the government's one. Emails show the ministry asking Mr. Mosen just last Saturday for advice on why blind people with Android phones might be having download problems. Might there be differences across devices? The ministry asks. The chair of lobby group Access Alliance, Chrissy Cowan, says officials under pressure have reverted to their old inaccessible ways.
They just wanted to get something out and just didn't think it through. And this is what's happened. Even though there's digital standards and guidelines, it's not enforceable. So a developer or a designer can say, yeah, it's accessible, but not have it tested by experts. We need legislation to make standards enforceable.
She says they'll be asking the government to change the app. New Zealand guidelines say accessibility to web services is a human right. The Internal Affairs Department administers these guidelines, but refused to comment to RNZ. The Health Ministry says it's aware blind people would like more functions such as audio cueing, and it may add them. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko Phil Pennington, aho.